What's going on, guys? Eric Black here. This is Rockcast. Guys, you're seeing something a little different this week, and we just it was literally a last minute situation. Parker is literally
right here.
He's just hanging. He's doing what he does. So it is a little bit different show. Watch. The last time we tried to do that was through Zoom, and it looked stupid, so we didn't even use it. It's awesome. We're here. We're in person, and I don't know, just a rebellious attitude, I guess. So good luck with everything that's going to happen today, I guess. Listen, here's the thing. This is Rockcast. We do conversations with rock stars, man. We have a lot of fun on the show. If you've never heard the show, rockcastshow.com. Lots of good information over there. Another special guest on the show. I can't say special because I feel weird saying special. Like I'm calling him. I can't. He's awesome. Let's just go with that. He's awesome. Very unique artist. Very, very excited to have this whole conversation that we're about to unfold. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Misery is on the show from New Year's Day. What's going on, big guy? How are you?
What's going on, fellas? I'll go with the whole special ed intro too. I do like that. I did ride the short bus for a bit, back in my 20s, and
fair enough. Fair enough.
That mug is the coolest mug.
Let's do it. Parker, we got to do.
They're both rad.
What?
There it is, right there. Awesome. Yeah. We do it up real nice.
Real nice.
We had these custom made by someone in China.
That's rad. I just got my little Pepsi out of aluminum.
But it's a custom one. It's specifically for Nikki Misery.
It is. It's a little bit smaller than the rest because my hands are so big, so it just kind of makes me look very Hulk-like. I like to go for that larger than life kind of entity feel.
I like it. It's awesome. That is awesome. This is weird. This is weird. It's gonna be weird the entire time, man. So I apologize. We haven't been able to do this in so long. It's so nice to be able to just.
Has anybody seen Eric?
No one cares. No one cares about Eric. No one cares. Oh man. Now listen, here's the thing. For those of you out there in Rockcast land, if you don't know what Nikki does, first of all, pay attention, guys. Pay attention. That's all you gotta do. You have one job, and it's just to pay attention. That's all you gotta do. Well, actually, Nikki, you've done a few things in the band, rhythm guitar, lead guitar, high-fiving. I think you were a champion of that for quite some period of time. But give us a little bit of a rundown. I think 2011, right, was when you first started with the band, somewhere right around in there.
Yeah. Late 2011. The band just got off a Warped Tour, and I was actually in a band before that. I was actually in Stitched Up Heart, and I jumped ship and went to New Year's Day. It was more my style. The theatrics, they kind of have more of a spookier element, and I really wanted to start making it. Once I joined the band, I was like, I think I could see like this potential here. And I remember just starting to slowly like add more makeup. Cause that's like, I used to do that just all the time in general, walking around like Hollywood Boulevard with pockets full of glitter and fake blood.
Wow.
And, wow. I just started bringing that stuff into New Year's Day, minus the glitter, but,
you ditched the glitter, huh?
Yeah. It didn't fit their Halloween. The Halloween vibes, and it pissed a lot of people off.
I'm not a glitter guy, man. I hate glitter. Not because of glitter itself, but because of what glitter does. Like, it just gets everywhere. I have two kids now, and they do crafts at home because of our lovely friend COVID, all that crap. And it is something to where whenever even like a small amount of glitter gets anywhere, I find it in the most awkward places whenever I'm cleansing myself. I'm like, I didn't even know that part of my body existed, and here comes glitter out of it. So anyway,
that was the main reason why I did it too, because it got everywhere. Everyone knew who I was because of that. It was almost like, right. Like I was like carving my name in I was gonna say the annals, but I was just gonna say the annals of Hollywood, right. You know. And you'd be like in these clubs and like these places where everybody was, and I just throw glitter and everyone would just hide their drinks, and it would just be so funny to watch someone pay like $20 for a drink and just get ruined by glitter. Thus the name Nikki Misery, just spreading unhappiness.
Yep. I get that. That's hilarious, actually. And I would probably be that guy to have been like, you know, you owe me $20.
Because I'm surprisingly, I did not get my ass kicked at all.
Man, that's crazy. I mean, there's really nothing, I don't think, bad about eating glitter. I mean, I guess it's fine if you wanted to eat glitter. I don't know.
I don't know. Sprinkle it on. I don't know the long-term effects. I made sure it was away from my digestive
tracts. Yeah. Yeah, you absolutely. Know? Yeah, absolutely.
Did I consider myself like a scientist in that kind of sense, you know?
Dig it.
Did you have glittery poop?
Maybe a couple times.
We do too, but for totally different reasons.
Yeah.
It's just naturally we were born that way.
That's right. We've been watching Trolls because kids. And there's one troll on there he's made of glitter. And so he poops glitter. It's just
wow. Probably actually show the glittery fecal?
I think they just show like a poof.
the way I hear females do it.
Exactly. No, they don't ever do it. They don't ever.
No. They don't fart.
They don't fart.
No.
Any of that stuff.
It's just a glitter excrement.
Right.
I dig it.
It's just like that.
And with that sound too, though.
I don't think. By the way, this is historic, Nikki, because I don't think we've ever talked about glitter this long in any segment that we've ever done. So we're making history. You are a part of history right now. And we appreciate
I'm about it. Women, glitter, and poop. That's why I started playing rock and roll in the first place.
That's it. I mean, what else is there really? If you think about it, there's really not a whole lot there. This is weird.
This is weird.
I like it. So weird.
You're also a part of history too because of this.
Because of this.
We have not done this
yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
The unification.
It's nice. Right. I like it a lot. So you joined the group in 2011 and you had some experience with this whole scenario. I mean, you've had a lot of experience, but you went from Stitched Apart to New Year's Day. How big of a transition as far as like musically, you know, was there a learning curve? Was it an easy transition to get from one to the other?
It was actually pretty smooth. Because pretty much just before my time with Stitched Apart, I actually graduated from MI, Musicians Institute, out in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which I will just say, I love that place. I thank that place for the discipline, because me and my scatterbrain, I would not have done this on my own. But with something like that, you're constantly learning new songs and they're putting you in this kind of like professional environment, you know, like it got me ready for that. So I remember like when I got offered the gig for New Year's Day, the tour was Stitched Apart was almost finished. I had maybe a week to learn the songs and practice. And by the time I got home, like I was just ready to go. And that's just the mentality I always had. Like, if you're going to do it, you know, there's nothing else. So it was pretty easy. The only thing that was different was just, you know, playing with new people. So you got like a whole new vibe, whole new energy on stage, but it was seamless. And after the first time I was like, this is it. This is cool.
Is there a difference between fans, or are they all generally just music fans? Did you sense any difference?
It was definitely a difference, only because New Year's Day at that time was still fairly new into like, I guess that scene. And I had my first, like, kind of adult moment because we were on tour with Blood on the Dance Floor.
Yes,
we all know those creepazoids. Yep. But the fans was a very like ravey type fans, and I remember we were pulling up to Chain Reaction, which, in case y'all don't know, it's like a all ages venue in Southern California that I used to go to when I was younger, you know, going to see all the punk rock shows. And then here I am playing it. And like, I remember when I was younger, my mom used to like drive me there. And all you see is like Liberty Spikes, Mohawks, studded jackets. Mom's like, I don't get this. You know, why do you like this stuff? I'm like, you don't understand, Mom. It's a rebellion.
You don't get it.
And then, you know, we pull up to Chain Reaction with New Year's Day. And all it is like bright colors, glitter, you know, not glitter, but like raver bracelets.
Yep.
And I'm looking at these kids going, dude, I don't get this.
I don't understand. Yeah.
But I had that 360. But I mean, like, it was totally different. And then as New Year's Day got bigger, it was really cool to see all the raver colors kind of fade, and all of a sudden you see this black and kids coming in like leather jackets, and it's starting to look like a Motley Crue show. I'm like, this is what we're fucking doing.
We're That's in, right. Parker. We're in. We're in the cool kids group.
Yeah.
Nikki, are we in the cool kids club?
Table this way, fellas. We got sure. it.
Look. Yes. Look, we got the denim. We got the black.
Yeah. Ripped up shirts, you know, vests.
Fingernails, rings. We got the bracelets.
Yeah. Dude,
we're in like Flynn, baby. Whatever. Oh, man. So the transition really wasn't too crazy. You'd already been prepped. You already kind of knew what was going on. It was just, okay, now I'm dealing with these. It's more personalities I'm hearing than it was anything else, really. Just understanding.
Yeah, just getting used to like a whole new vibe. You know, you spent a year or so, you know, working with these cats over here. Now you're working with these peeps. And at first everyone's strangers, but yeah. After the first week, it's like, okay, we're all family.
Yeah. Dude, that's cool, man. That is nice. Because I know there's, you know, I know we interview quite a few people. We talk to quite a few people, and you sometimes hear those stories, you know, like we kind of hinted at earlier with that band. But there's those stories where you're just like, man, why does that need to happen? You know, why just be cool, man. Just be cool. Just stop.
Yeah.
But
don't try to screw kids, man. It's simple.
You have one job. You have one job.
Yeah. And it's to do that. Entertain them on stage. That's it. Keep your clothes on.
Yep. And that's it. No, that's all you got to do. Anyway. Yeah. Whatever. I can't figure that out. I guess I don't really have to. It's not my problem. We're going to move on. It's getting weird. You hail from a place that we like to call New Orleans. Now, here's the thing. How do you say it?
I always say NOLA, but you got Nolens.
Nolens. Nolens.
I say Nolens.
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 Sometimes I really just a slight, like say New Orleans just to really dig it into people, you know?
All right. So is that more of a Midwestern or is that more of a Northern thing?
What?
New Orleans, like to say it that way.
Oh shoot, man! I don't know. That's most people who aren't there.
That's Tennessee.
Okay.
But guys, I'll always like I was, you know, of course I keep in contact with my family and stuff. I'm like, how y'all saying it now? You know, like y'all got a different way of going about it.
That's right. You gotta get in on that memo. It's changing. It's changing.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be rolling up there, you know, and just saying something totally weird and be like, you ain't from here.
Yeah.
You don't know this place. I'm like, family's from Lafourche Parish, man.
Let's go to Nolens. Nolens. I like it. mainly because, like, what, once a year? I guess actually it's more often than we realize, but people can wear masks and people can, you know, the music down there is amazing. It's much like, I can't say it's much like, but it's like Nashville and the fact that there, you know, there's a lot of different, actually different styles of music. It's not just country music here anymore. You know, there's literally ever. I moved here in 2008 and wasn't really sure I moved here for music, just like the other 500 million people that live here. but I was actually pleasantly surprised at how not country that it actually is. I mean, any type of music that you would like to hear, generally speaking, when we're not in a pandemic, you can go out and you can hear it. At one venue or the other. So I was very much
Nashville's
impressed.
Such a rad place for that too.
Dude, it is. Yeah, it such is.
Rad. And gorgeous too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so many places around now. It's not just about Broadway. You know, there's a lot of other places around Nashville that aren't really that far away that you can go, you can hang out, you can enjoy, you know, whatever you're trying to do. There's a lot of little towns, like Franklin is a really nice little town.
That's real nice.
Oh, that's real nice. you know, you've got Lebanon. They have a nice little town square. That is nice to go hang out to as well. So
have you played venues in Nashville, Nikki?
Yeah, I can't remember the names of them. Usually venue names, they all fade from my head. But yeah, we've played Nashville a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And honestly, like Southern states are like my favorite just because, like, you know, it always feels like home. But even like growing up in California, for the most part, even going to any Southern state, you always feel like you're home.
Right.
And the food's so good.
Dude, that's what really cool. Yeah, because I mean, I came here as a rock band. I didn't come here as a country band, because, but respect the genre. I respect the genre, but whatever. That's the extent of it. So I came here as a rock band, not really knowing what was going on. And that was one of the comfort things that I had, was that I always knew that I could almost go anywhere, you know, any local restaurant or food truck. And I knew that I was going to get some really, really good Southern cooking. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Some hot chicken right before we did this.
Great. See, this is the part, Nikki, where it would be good to be separated, because he's going to have some trash bag gas here in just a second.
And it's
It's going to smell horrible. Whereas if we were in different areas, wouldn't matter. I could be farting all night long and no one would even know.
Well, where the thunder rolls, and that's what it sounds like. But now you get to smell it.
Right.
Possibly taste it.
That's good. So, man, here's the thing. We kind of touched on this a little bit, but if you're not familiar with what's happening in the world, there's a pandemic that's going on. It's called COVID-19. I know.
I heard about it. I heard COVID-19. It's Modelo time. I'm not sure what's going on.
It's almost Corona. The same. Yeah. Almost the same thing.
What is that?
It's, I don't know. No one really does. No one has any idea. This means.
I know it's worse in some states than it is in others.
It is. Yeah. Which
some places can be open, but some places can't.
Yeah.
So it's like extreme herpes.
Yeah. Yeah. With the smell of bullshit on top.
Yeah. That's pretty much and where glitter. We're at. And glitter. Yeah. We put some glitter on there. Yeah.
With glitter poofs.
Yep. It's for those of you that are actually listening on the podcast version of this, you are missing out on a lot of good stuff. So you need to go to our YouTube page, YouTube channel. Just look up Rockcast Show on YouTube, or go to our website, rockcastshow.com. But you are missing half of what you need to be listening and looking at. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there because of
the poof. And then y'all two together in the same
screen. Right. In the same screen. It's crazy.
I'm lucky I got paper towels right here, because my mind is blown.
Oh.
Wow.
Man. They haven't done it yet. They should right here click that like and subscribe.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Like, subscribe, because we got it under you too, buddy. We got it under you. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know where it is.
Somewhere in this area around here is where we have it.
That's it.
So wherever that is at, click on that. Anyway,
right there.
Listen,
just right there.
We did a little tangent, and we have to do those every now and again. But we got to get back to business, Nikki. Stop distracting me. Gosh. So there's a pandemic. There's things happening with COVID-19. All of the shows have been halted. How have you been keeping busy, man?
I've created a couple imaginary friends.
Nice.
Fake scenarios in my head constantly.
Yep.
I watered plants for a while.
Oh,
remember that?
How are they
cut
doing?
Cut my toenails the other day.
Very nice.
Ooh. And then other than that, I got a job shopping for Amazon.
What?
And it's wacky. And we are currently writing a new album right now.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, how dope would that be to get Nikki to deliver you something for Amazon?
That'd be amazing. It'd be a long journey, Nikki, but it would be well worth every. I'd at least give you a couple bucks.
Just to get out of California and go to Tennessee, Nashville. I'm in.
I dig it.
It's funny because right now, like Ash and I were talking about like taking a road trip down to see my family in Louisiana too. So it's like we could just
hop, skip, and a jump.
Nolens.
Come on down, Nolens.
And I love a good road trip, which is like one of my number one favorite things about tour in the first place, because it's just a giant road trip with your friends where every night you get a little party.
Dude.
Yep.
Dude.
But I just love being on the road.
Well, and that's actually a really good transition into my next question is, man, how much do you miss the stage, man? How much?
So much. I mean, that was like my therapy of my life, you know, like. And, it sucks for all, I mean, I know it sucks for everybody, like all musicians, like, especially someone like me, like I was one of those people that like, I never kept a plan B, like, this is what I'm going to do. Yep. This is what I sacrificed, school, relationships, normal relationships with girls, family, all this stuff. You sacrifice all that. You work so hard. You're getting there. Like you can taste it, touch it. Like one of the farts that you're about to do. and poof, it gets taken away, and it's such a drag, because it kind of leaves you like, well, what do I do now? Now I'm like this 30-year-old with now I feel like I just got out of high school and like now I'm being put out into the world and I'm like, oh shit, well half my life's gone. Now I got no other experience or education. Like, you know, how many people get like are hiring tattooed people, you know?
Yep.
I could even go with how many people are hiring in the first place.
You could just stop right there. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's rough. And not to bring it to that kind of dark, depressing thing, but that's just how it is. And it's a damn shame, man.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, we are talking to Nikki Misery. So I guess that makes total sense.
I glitter to throw right now.
Right? Yeah. The one time I'd be okay with that. So how long did it take you before? Because I mean, no one really knew, you know, back in early in infancy of 2020, how long this was going to take. And I mean, we're still doing it in 2021. So how long before you started saying, okay, this is I got to figure something out here. I got to do something else because obviously we're going to be here for a minute.
To be honest, it wasn't until about like October.
Wow.
Because we were in Europe when. We were doing a headliner in UK and Europe when everything started to get shut down. And by the time we made it to Europe, we're like, you know, heading towards Germany. Our last shows were in Italy. And then all of a sudden we started reading like Italy's closed down. You can't go in. We're like, maybe this is serious. I'm like, God, was Cardi B actually right? Like, you know? And so we obviously, you know, they canceled the tour. We flew back. We got to come home and I was glad for the first like month because like the first or second show in there, especially with the way I play, like I messed up my foot and I could like hardly walk half the tour.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like stoked, like, okay, cool. Now I got a reason I don't have to work. I don't have to do anything. So I just like rested my foot. And then after that month was up, I'm like, okay, we can go back to touring. I'm like, all right, guys, we're done with the COVID
That's right.
now.
That's right.
And it just kept going. I'm like, okay. It can't go on for that long.
Right.
You know, it can't.
Right.
I was just in this denial till like October, November. I'm like, shit, I got to get a job. Then I don't want to be collecting unemployment. You know, I want to like make my shit. So.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So finally got up and then that's pretty much what I've been doing.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's no way around saying this, but it's been weird. There's been a lot of, you know, random things that have happened, you know, a lot of just crap. But, you know, it's one of those things where I think we're finding who we really are. And I know that sounds weird, but I really do. I think because of these things, because of the abrupt stop of the world, you know, a lot of us have been forced to maybe rethink situations that we were in or jobs that we were in, or maybe now's the time to create something new. A new job, a new, you know, whatever, be an entrepreneur, have a small business, whatever you need to do. I think I'm seeing that in a lot of different areas. You know, we just got done with, I don't know if you're familiar with NAMM.
Yeah.
We just got done watching them a while ago. They were in Anaheim this round. They do a Nashville one here too in the summer, but this one was during the winter. And man, I was just watching some of these things. And it was weird too, because I got in as media, but it was a virtual event. So I'm like, okay.
That's so weird.
Yeah. So it was like, I was just, you know, posting stuff. It was weird. But I'm watching this stuff and I'm watching all the musicians from literally all over the world do live streams and do, you know, just a full set, things like that. Some of them were saying literally, man, this is the first time in a year that we have been together. And it's something to me, it's kind of like right now. I know this is a smaller version of that, but with Parker and I sitting next to each other, literally in the same place, it's kind of like that, to where it's almost surreal because it's been so, this is okay. See, this is why, we separate. This is why, okay.
This is real.
This is real. Yeah. This is legit. Like, this is real life. So I'm happy that there are some things that we can find that are still good in the world. You know, Nikki Misery has a misery type situation, but I don't really care. I know there's some good in the world. So
no, there absolutely is. And there have been some great things about it. Like, it's been very humbling, you know, this entire thing. You're starting to realize like what's really important in your life. And I've been seeing that like a lot lately. And like, I have not been like a complete downer all these months,
right.
But like even I mean, like go like the job I have now. Like, I've been very thankful for it, you know. You get to meet all these really cool, interesting, very interesting people.
Yeah.
And I get to be outside the house, walk and socialize again, which really, like, I never knew how much, like, I needed and craved that.
Same. And I mean, we're pretty much loners anyway. And, you know, we do the stage thing, you know, we do music as well. We're on stage in front of people, but at the same time, when we're not doing those things, when we're not doing this, I'm the dude in the corner, not paying attention to anybody, just hoping that no one comes up. What the fuck are you doing? Hoping that no one comes up and talks to me.
I'm the guy now that I used to find myself in the crowd, and now I'm more or less in the back.
Yeah. So we've kind of got pushed back. But what I'm saying is, like, this whole thing has caused us to realize, just like you said, it's like, okay, well, you know what? Actually, we kind of do need human interaction. We kind of do need that face to face. Like, this whole scenario that we're doing right now, I hate it. I would rather be in person, you know, at a venue doing this, or on a set somewhere doing this. But this is what we're doing now. You know, we're still able to do it. We're still blessed that we get to have these opportunities. But it's weird. All of it's weird.
It definitely is weird. And it's one thing I always say, you know, just to keep up, but, you know, another day above ground is a good day. So I can't really complain otherwise.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. So, and even for the people that are watching on YouTube, they can relate. So during the pandemic, I know you're probably doing music, you're still practicing, you're probably doing your thing, so you don't lose it, you know what I mean? So you gotta keep that consistency. But what New Year's Day song can you, and even the people watching, which New Year's Day song can you not get out of your head? There's gonna be some people comment this below, watch.
Oh wait, is it me or no?
You.
No, it's you.
Mine has always been Done With You. And it's something with like that, just that. It's like pretty much one note is like the main riff of the song, but like I'll like have this kind of like strut when I'm walking. I'm like dink 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 dink, and like you know I'm in my head, like I'm listening to the song, like, you know, full surround sound, but like my walk, I'm just like,
you're in the groove.
Yeah, and I'm one of those people, like, if I have a song in my head, my feet walk to that beat. You know, my hips kind of like, my hips will be like the bass line while my feet's doing like the hi-hats and stuff. And
nice.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely crazy. One song.
Yeah. I like that because, you know, not all the time unfortunately, some musicians that play in major bands really care about what they're playing. They just play. So, you know, those are becoming fewer and far between. But unfortunately, we've talked to a few of those people, whether it was in radio or, you know, in this interview process type scenario, conversations, whatever. But it's nice. It's refreshing, man, to know that you have your songs, the songs that you play, that you perform, are not just in your head on stage, but they're in your head, and they move you. They make you.
Oh, absolutely.
They make you have to do stuff. You know, it's nice.
I'm kind of like, I don't want to say like I'm our own band's number one fan, but I kind of am. Like, I'm one of the people, like, I won't just take the merch. Like, I'll buy our own merch. Like, I'll buy our own albums and stuff like that. Nice. And like, I have them like that's framed. Awesome. I have like this little collection of like framed albums. I have one that like I could open it up and put like the album in the front, and then one where it's just the album's just closed. Like, I'm so stoked on what I've gotten to do and just been able to do. And like, I could be like, I did that.
That's
like, you know, even too, like, I can't wait for one day just to have a little spawn lean, just a little tiny miserable one day, just be like, that was me.
We're going to get that done. We're going to have a pop figure of Nikki Misery.
Yeah. And then we'll have a bobblehead too, because I think that would be.
And they both. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be awesome.
A bobblehead with a bobble guitar with some of me just going like
Yes. That's brilliant. Yes,
Nikki,
absolutely.
I promise.
And that's one thing too. I'm going to feel so bad for my guitars that first show we get to play. So I'm going to break them all on stage. Right. I'm just going to smash them all. Right. And I don't know what we're going to do with the rest of the 30 minutes on stage, because it's just I'm going to destroy it.
We'll take over. We got this.
Yeah.
It's fine. I was going to say, if and when you get that pop figure, I promise that it will be 100% together. With it looks like I'm missing an arm right here.
It does.
Back in Nam.
As you were saying that, I saw it and was like, "Oh my god, wait, doesn't?"
That's right. That's right. We only.
So your pop figure will have all of its arms.
He actually, yeah, he actually does have. It's still there. We didn't rip it off. It's fine.
See, it's right here.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
This is awesome, and I love
talking
this.
To no one arm people.
Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. No.
Need all your limbs, and we ain't doing the interview.
I'm done. Throw everything down.
I'm from Nolans. I don't need arms.
Nolans. Go back home. Wow. All right, so you performed on a few of the New Year's Day studio albums. Well, actually, probably more than this, actually, now. Victim and Villain, and how do you say that one? Male
Violence.
Male Violence, okay.
No, Malevolence.
Male Violence. That's what we're saying now. This is your fault. We're saying it that way now. We're saying, well, Nikki said that's how you said it, so that's what we're saying. It's on the internet. It's true. So when you're doing these you know, studio versus performance, right? Studio in the studio versus how you perform on stage. What are some of the different? You don't have to tell me all of them. What are some of the differences in those?
Well, it's definitely like, you know, when you're doing it into the studio, we haven't like really fully played it live yet. So once we start practicing these songs, you start kind of getting these, I don't know how to describe, like these feelings, you know, and like. And you start looking at everybody and everyone's got like this headbang, you know, at the same time, like, oh, this is kind of perfect. Let's just make this happen.
Yeah.
And it's just like through the months of like playing the songs, and we like me, I remember our guitar player at the time, Jeremy Valentine, we would like obsess over like choreography because we were huge Kiss fans, you know, and like nice. We would watch like 70s Kiss live shows and be like, how can we make this, but like modernize it today and make it New Year's Day, because of course we're not going to be like that.
Right.
So
that's how we are.
That's what we do. Yeah. again, guys, and, if you're not watching this, you're missing out. So you need to watch.
Come on, guys, view the shit.
Get with the program.
But yeah, it's more so like after months of playing it and getting like the energy from everybody else and different vibes, you start getting like this different feeling. And then like, you know, once Ash starts singing it more, like this, like the more you play it live with everybody, the more like the words and the music really like just seeps into you. And then you really feel what she's singing. And I remember like when we would play that song live, during the bridge part, we would stop and kind of do this prayer. And I would kind of like just sink down to like every time I felt like awful in my life and like what she was singing about, it's as if she was singing those words like at me and telling me like I was the liar and the thief and all that.
Man.
And then when that song would kick in, it would just be like this explosion of angst and energy and hate and all like the violence and all negative things that you just felt. And
yeah.
You know, obviously I didn't do that. Like, in the studio,
right.
Like, what are you doing? That's a $5,000 piece of equipment.
Stop it!
You wanted realness.
That's right, authentic.
But yeah, it's more so like the more we would play these songs together, the more we would just feed off each other's vibes and like really feel like what she was saying. And I personally just always try to embody every word, every note to like its fullest emotion. And
Have you guys done any live streaming or anything like that yet?
Not as a band. Okay. I remember when the pandemic first hit, I was doing a show like just interviewing people and getting like fan questions and stuff like that. But other than that, I'll just mainly do like just these fun interviews.
Oh, thank you for that. That's one of those things too that I am finding myself seeing, and we're not. You know, we're obviously not at your level. We don't have, you know, millions of people watching us all the time. But at the same time, it's something weird to where, and again, I'm coming back to this, but when you're on stage, you can actually see and you can feel the emotion, right? And whether you're doing like a Q&A live stream or you're actually doing a full band live stream, I can always tell that there's just something missing. The band isn't getting what they need from the audience, from the fans, from the, you know, from the listeners. Not that it's bad. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying you can tell because, again, we're coming back to this human interaction situation, right? And so have you encountered that with just simply, you know, your live streaming, your personal live streaming at all?
Absolutely. Because especially like with, I'll go with like playing live shows. Like New Year's Day, we're like a live, high energy band. As much as like I love like like our acoustic stuff when we've done like, you know, acoustic jams, it's just not what the show and what New Year's Day is like really about. And like, you know, I love how we did an acoustic version of our cover of Hostile, which I thought came out beautifully. Like Austin added these really cool, like little like flamenco kind of like little S solos in there. And like, I mean, just as a piece, like I was like, mwah. But I mean, I like, that. It's nothing like when you're playing it live and you're watching just bodies fall on the ground. You're like, you know, like, and it's exactly what you said. Like, you know, you see those, the faces of the people, like either just, or just like, what the fuck am I watching? Yeah. It's definitely different. And I remember we tossed around the ideas when the pandemic first was happening, but like, we just didn't want to like, like the whole music thing seemed oversaturated with everyone doing acoustic. Here's our live thing. Here's this. Here. And like, even myself, I was like, I just calm the fuck down. You know?
Yeah.
We don't need to see the acoustic version from everybody.
Yeah.
So we kind of just stayed out of that in the meantime, just because we are just a high energy live band. And that's what we want. It's like, we want it all or we don't want it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think too, I think that's how the attitude should be. Not to diminish, if you know, live streaming at all. It you know, for some people it's a necessity. For some people we have to do that. But at the same time, if we don't get back to live shows soon, Parker and I are taking over. That's the bottom line. We're taking over. And you know, we're just 2021 from then on out, we're just gonna take over and we're gonna make this happen. So just know that we need to get back to this live music scenario. Let's move this forward.
It's going to be sooner or later that it's going to start going back to the underground. You're going to start having underground shows. Like, the world will not stop.
Believe it or not, it's already there. It is already
there. With all due respect, you know, it's just people, we need something. Like, we can't be caged up like this.
And you got to take it further too, because now it's not just about the bands now. And we're going to talk about this here in just a second. Now it's about the roadies. It's about all this stuff. You know, you've got Roadie Strong, which we'll get into in just a second. But you've got things like that where it's not just affecting the five people on stage. It's now affecting literally every aspect of the business. We just talked to, you know, a security guy for Shinedown, which was an amazing conversation. But we were talking to him about some of the things that he has to deal with. And now, you know, he was doing some stuff with Smith and Myers because those two guys are doing their thing. Right. But for the most part, you have the entire entertainment industry. I mean, just as one entity, there's a million entities that are taken down. But the one that we are in is the entertainment industry has been taken down. And that, that was surprising to me. That was very surprising to me that because you look back at the Great Depression, things like that. Entertainment was still huge. You had alcohol, which was still huge. And there was one other one that I won't talk about, but it does not require clothes. That was also very huge. So there's, you know, there's things like that, that just surprised me how crazy this has become.
I'll add another thing too. This is Hollywood is completely dead. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like it. Like, there's no movies in production. There's nothing.
Uh-uh. Yeah. This there were a few, done. There's a few in post-production, but those are almost done. And then what are you going to do? So I think, I don't know, man, I'm excited to see what's going to happen with, you know, with you guys, with bands and things like that, that we it's no longer a need. It's a crave. This is something that we absolutely have to get back to. And it's every aspect. And that brings me to this next conversation. And then, we're going to talk about this and I've got a game for you that, you're going to enjoy thoroughly. Roadie Strong. This is something that is, it's amazing to me that you guys are a part of this. This is something, you know, even if you're just talking about it, it's awesome to know that, you know, the bands, and I've seen several bands do stuff like this too. It's just awesome that you guys are, you know, respectful of everyone that's around you and the people that help you. So tell us a little bit about that. What's going on with that?
Yeah. So I remember when this first started, cause we have the same management as the Hailstorm Cats and, since we've toured with them pretty much the past like year and a half, almost seemed like nonstop, their crew, like, you know, the In This Moment crew, even like going back, like when we tour with Manson in the UK, like their crew, we always get along. Just even us as the band members, like I love the crew guys, you know, like I'll talk to everybody and like, you know, throughout the month or 2 months or however long tour is, like you guys become a family and everybody's looking out for each other. Everyone's helping. Like we're still in the large scale, we're still relatively small band, and our crew is usually, you know, for the most part, it's very green compared to like these pros who've been doing this, you know, forever and a day.
Yeah.
But like, I've never experienced some of the crew, especially on these bigger bands who were never there to like, they would always like lend you a hand. Like if you were down, they would help you. If shit went wrong, they were there fixing the problem.
Yep.
They were troubleshooting. And so like, it would almost seem retarded of us, like to not want to show respect and love to these cats as well, who,
yeah,
who in a sense, like, yeah, like the show wouldn't be there if the bands weren't there, but honestly, the show would not be around if the crew was not there. Like those guys are the foundation.
It would just be a garage band at that point in time. And which is fine, which is totally cool. But you're right. These people help put on a fantastic show, because without these people, you're not getting the stage set up. You're not getting the lights set up. You're not getting the venue secured. You're not getting, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And some of these bands have, you know, massive support teams, things like that. It doesn't matter. We have like what, 20, 30,000 people involved in our,
we do
in our little shin. No, we don't.
Hey, get out of here.
Just shut up. these guys. But no, man, it's one of those things where, you know, that's there's a lot of respect for you guys that because of that, because you're not being silent about the actual situation. These guys have, you know, lost their jobs. They've lost their livelihood. And a lot of them do it because they love doing it. They just happen to get paid. It's just something that they like to do. So for us on this side of things, and I think we speak for a lot of, you know, a lot of other people as well. But man, we appreciate you supporting those people and
much as we've appreciated them like supporting us like throughout the entire tours, you know, like again, like we're all in this together. The bands are just the glittery poof
that's right
on top, you know.
So cool. I dig that. Oh man, I think that might actually be a record of talking about glitter poop right there. That's the new I think it just broke.
I'm gonna keep sprinkling that shit in.
I think you should. Yeah, I think you should.
Like, we had like a little salt.
We had a talk with Stillwell, which is Fieldy from Korn, and well from POD and all those stuff. And we talked to Q Unique and Fieldy on the show. And I think I counted, I think it was like 30 or 35 times that we talked about hot Cheetos or Cheetos in general. Like the entire show should have been sponsored by Cheetos. It was ridiculous.
Ash loves her some hot Cheetos. They had one tour that, like, you know, we'd stop in malls on days off, and I remember she would go into Forever 21 and come out with a bag of just like hot Cheetos.
Oh my gosh, dude! You have to have her do this, and you have to film it. Maybe not the first time, but have her do this. Put hot Cheetos in a bowl, put some milk on it, and eat it like cereal. No joke. Try it. Make it happen. Make it happen.
I'm about this.
Both of you will be ridiculously amazed at how weird and awesome that is at the same time. It is not disgusting. I'll tell you this much. It is not, as much as it sounds disgusting, it's not actually disgusting at all.
I'm down to try it.
Definitely got to try that. All right, man. So here's the thing. Oh, you know what? I got one more thing to talk about. I forgot about this. This is very important. But we've got a game coming up too. But you have a merch line, Stay Miserable, right?
Yeah. So I started this up in the beginning of pretty much the pandemic as well. And I've been working with one of my favorite tattoo artists. His name is Pat. He's from upstate New York.
Nice.
And he's been doing a lot of the art for me, and we'll go over some designs. And actually, you know, going into it, our tour manager, merch lighting guy, Johnny, he's actually been in talks of, like, he's got like the printing company, so like I'm getting these ideas. So again, like, you know, I love my crew guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah, but we've pretty much been doing this nonstop for past couple months, and I got like a whole new line that's in the works of new ideas and rock and roll mysticism. But I'm pretty stoked on it. I've been wanting to do something that's so much like not advertising my face, you know, or like Mickey Misery, just something cool that I would wear, where I'm not like, I'm almost want to keep my company name off of it in general, which seems kind of weird, but
I get that.
You know, I've always liked those, like those old 70s rock and roll shirts where it's just like, it just seems like a shirt for random shirt that you'll never know whoever made it.
I like that shirt you have on.
Yeah, that's a nice shirt. Yeah, that's
that Kill 'Em All by cool. Rod Swartzman.
Yeah. I would wear a shirt with Nikki on it.
Yeah, I would wear it. And it'd be us on one side looking at you and maybe like...
You know, and then it would just be you guys, and I would be on the back.
Yes,
that's right.
I love
that,
it.
That red, though, the red on the black, it looks cool, man.
It does, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, red on top of black.
Yeah.
It makes it pop.
How do you feel about banana hammocks? Are you okay with? I'm looking for banana hammocks.
You know what I mean. Two right now, to be honest.
Well,
I
just need one, or maybe even a half of one. There's not a whole lot going on down there. I just need some cover up.
You know what? I've never worn one, but you know.
Now you might.
Now I might.
That's fair. Yeah, I did.
Wear one while eating a bowl of Cheetos with milk in it. Hot Cheetos with milk.
If you throw that up on TikTok or in one of your live streams, it's gonna go through the roof. You're gonna break the internet. Is what's
gonna
happen.
I'm gonna tag y'all on that one for sure.
Just be careful on that one. Yeah. All right, man. Here's the thing. We do this segment on the show, and it's we enjoy the crap out of it. So whether you do or not, we don't care. It doesn't matter. But it's called Would You Rather, and there are just a few questions. Now, there are two more questions than I normally do just because I could not simply decide, so we're just going to have to do them.
Bring it on.
They're Would You Rather questions, and actually, Parker, why don't you, because we're in this scenario where we are side by side, you can see what I can see, and I would like you to just say the first one or ask the first one.
I am honored. I have not got to do this yet. This is great.
This is a good day. It's historic.
All right, Nick, are you ready?
Oh, I stay ready.
Would you rather go to a party with Mick Jagger or Keith Richards?
Mick Jagger.
That's a common thing we keep getting. And the more and more people say that, the more and more I'm like, you know what? I think they're onto something.
Yeah.
They're onto something.
Because, I mean, just knowing, being in a band with a singer, and I'm the one that plays guitar, everyone everyone goes to the same.
Welcome to our world. Welcome to
now
our
words
world.
Are gone. I guess I've been partying with Mick Jagger already. But he seems like he would be more of a party guy. And if I'm going to a party, I'm going to party with Jagger.
Well, he does have the moves.
Have the moves. And also, me and Mick Jagger have shirts that say, Who the Fuck Is?
What? That's ridiculous. I
we're cockulous, if you ask me.
Here we go. All right. Would you rather be constantly itchy or constantly sticky?
Constantly sticky. I hate being itchy.
But sticky?
Yeah.
All the time you're just sticky.
That's like having like Italian dressing dry on your fingers. That's the worst feeling.
That's not great. Or other parts of your body.
I got something.
Yeah.
Lost the bet.
Let's throw in the sticky and add the glitter.
Ooh, sticky glitter. Okay.
Sticky glitter. All right.
Yeah. So would you rather?
Sticky glitter, then I'm eventually going to be itchy.
That's true. Yeah. Also, just so you know, Nikki, not a great name to dance under. From experience, it did not work out like I had thought it would. So don't do that one. Just
all right. All right.
Fair, off the list. Yeah. All right. What's the next one, buddy?
Well, I was thrown off by my own mind. I used to dance under the name Butt
Fingers.
That
happens to me all the time. Yeah.
So yeah, don't dance under the name Butt Fingers either.
It's not great.
So next question. Would you rather be stranded on an island alone or with the person you hate the most? So alone?
Because if it's a person I hate the most, I could live out the whole fantasy. Yeah.
Every single day.
You know, I'm going to go with the person I hate the most. Shit. Then I have to listen to him for a little bit and see the awful face.
You will.
Let me go with the person I hate the most.
Okay.
To be honest, I don't really hate anybody. So they would just aggravate me until I push them off a cliff.
Well, you're on an island, so good luck finding a cliff.
Damn. But, I mean,
well, no, that's not fair. That's not fair because you could be stuck on an island in Scotland or somewhere close to that where they do have cliffs. No, Nikki, you were right. You were right.
And they did have a cliff in Lord of the Flies where they did push off Piggy.
That's true. Wait, that's true.
And hang on. Castaway.
Castaway.
I sit corrected.
Get a question. Do I get a volleyball?
Oh my gosh! This guy wants now he wants a volleyball. Yeah. Can we put glitter in it?
Yes. is that the standard issue?
That is. Yeah. Yeah. Wilson's. That's a new standard issue. Wilson. Yeah. It's crazy. Once you spike it, it just explodes, and everybody gets weird. All right. So we got two more for you. Would you rather die by a zombie attack or a shark attack?
Oh, dang, they're both terrible. Yeah, I was just watching that Instagram Nature versus Metal.
Ooh.
And I was just watching this zebra get eaten alive. And I was just thinking, like, oh, that's got to be just a shitty way to go. And
horrible.
This both is. Maybe zombies, because they'd probably end off quicker.
Do you think you could fight them off?
How many zombies are we talking about?
You know,
am I armed?
Maybe. Let's say, okay, so normal movies, we're seeing like probably 20 or 30 zombies, right?
Yeah.
In frame. He's already gotten his taken off.
My arm's already gone.
He's got my arm's already gone.
So you're either.
But he survived, though.
So, well,
that's right.
Sort of. And he's actually an android.
Sick.
So it's pretty awesome. Yeah, we got a program like him and everything. It's awesome. Healing. If you put in a weird code, sometimes he'll like boop. Anyway, so it's not weird at all. It's totally fine. All right, so you're gonna do so. You have maybe let's say 20 zombies attacking you, or you have a massive shark coming up and potentially eating your face off.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna go zombies because I'm not the best swimmer. Getting water in your mouth sucks, especially when you're trying to fight off a giant shark and
especially seawater. Yeah. Seawater.
I may have peed in it because I'm scared.
Right. Odds are you did. Every time I'm in the sea, I do because I'm like, well, fish can do it. Why can't I?
Yeah.
And then all the moms get mad because I'm swimming with the. It's weird.
Dude, I just warmed up your kid for half a second.
That's right. Like, it's a chilly day, right? Obviously. Yeah. So I just warmed everything up.
Nips are in.
That's right.
Franken beans are suctioned in.
Hey, what does that shirt say?
Which one is?
Kill them all, let Rod sort them out.
Zombie attack it is. Kill them all, man.
Zombie, yep. That's it. That's the perfect shirt for that conversation.
Yeah.
All right.
And Parker, just when you get to the pearly gates, the pearly glittery gates, Rod Stewart's there just to guide you on in.
Good old RS.
You know?
All right, last one, buddy. You ready?
This one is weird.
It is a little weird.
Let's get
I'll bring it on.
Whirling.
Yeah, it is a little weird.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
One horse-sized duck. I want to fight the biggest, baddest motherfucker and just,
wow.
That fool, you know? Wow.
I sense there's some aggression right there that he just simply needs to get out.
Yeah.
And he wants to...
That's why he wants to be on the island with the person he hates the most.
And he fighting a horse-sized duck with the person that he hates the most.
I need to get on that stage again.
We've got to get them back out there.
Yes.
That just sounds like one of, like, the most badass thing. Just like walk up, you know, all like Clint Eastwood, like, and just stare this big old duck-sized horse just riding this little.
I just saw you doing that.
Horse-sized duck.
That's right.
Well,
just
riding
this beady little duck eyes and just.
Oh my god!
Because you know he's
gonna
quack me something rude, you know. You know he ain't polite. It's a duck, you know. They take your bread pieces and they run off. Like fuck them.
Oh my gosh! That I would. You know what? If you did that and the Cheetos on your live stream, I think you would just the internet would have to quit.
And my banana hammock, nipples tucked in, just get
that's
up and
it. That's it, right there. And I think the internet would be yours. You could do whatever you wanted. You would own the internet at that point in time. Oh
Kobe
my gosh!
Would be done.
All right, so that's a game that we like to call "Would You Rather." We appreciate you playing, and hopefully, you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Absolutely.
So we gotta do some housekeeping here. You're looking at nydrock.com. is the site for the band, New Year's Day Band, and you can go check those guys out. They have some pretty cool stuff going on over there as well. Your personal Instagram is Nikki Misery, and these will all be linked inside the description of this here video or podcast. It doesn't matter which one. It's all going to be right inside there. Just go look. And if you ask me one more time, where's that at? I'm going to probably punch you in the face because that happens.
Where's that at?
Like a giant duck.
Like a giant freaking horse duck. The band, it's drugs. There's a lot of, I don't That's know. It's got to be a lot of drugs. The band's IG page is NYD Rock. You can go check those out. Again, the link is in the bio. Staymiserable.com. Oh, there's what does this say? There is something free, buddy. There's something free with every purchase, Ooh. Isn't there, Nikki? Isn't there something free when you go to your...
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was. Hopefully, we're still doing it. I remember for the Halloween stuff, we had a free Stay Miserable little cutout for your pumpkin.
Yeah, dude, I hope you are. That's pretty awesome. I would dig that.
That's all year long.
That's all.
That should be all year long.
All year long.
Dude, my letters and words are getting messed up. But yeah, like if you don't have pumpkins, since summer's coming up, watermelons.
Right. Watermelons.
Right. Honeydew.
Yep. Yep.
Didn't I just see cantaloupe? A broken watermelon outside?
You did. I have a broken, for some reason, I have a broken watermelon outside.
A broken watermelon? Why?
I think I thought it was going to become a horse duck. And then I was like, no, this is not.
We just Gallagher that thing.
Yeah, we ended that abruptly. That's not going to happen. So
not today.
But literally, it's outside, and I'm 100% sure that I don't know why. I don't know why there is a busted up pumpkin outside of my house. But it is there.
Hey, fair. Weird. That's weird. What America's all about.
It's not even kind that's of right. close to Halloween, so it's weird. Anyway, that's the South, I guess. Let's see. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got Skeletons is out right now, too. That video, dude, that video is pretty freaking awesome. Well, the song is awesome, too. But I'm obviously a visual person because we're here. But, dude, that's an amazing song, too. Guys, go check them out. Go check out what's going on with them. Follow them everywhere. I know I didn't mention all of the socials. That's just simply because I don't have to. It's my show. I do what I want. Parker does exactly what he wants. So it doesn't matter. If you want to go find them, it's super simple. You just go to the website, you go to their Instagram, you find them, and you maybe even ask them. It's a simple, simple solution.
Yeah, I'm not that internet savvy, but there's a link tree on the thing where you can click all the clickies.
I did that. I know it works. It works very well. And I went through the list and I was like, these are all great sites. They're all fantastic sites.
These are all working.
They're all working, and you should go click on them 800,000 times. Yes. If you want to know more about this year's show that we like to call Rockcast, you can go to rockcastshow.com, figure out all that information. Rockcast Show on IG and pretty much everywhere. No, that's it.
That's
We're
it.
Just
that's
on Instagram. Matters. Because forget the other ones. We don't care. You can go to YouTube. There's
Instagram
a YouTube channel as well.
It's the only that matters.
It's the only. It's all that matters in the entire universe right now. But lots of information over there. You can go check out what's going on with these guys. And hopefully, Nikki, hopefully we're going to see you on tour here pretty soon. Even listen to this. Even if you don't tour in Nashville, please let us know when you're here so we can hang out. We can have a drink. We can just chill and we can, you know, do whatever.
I love all these things. And yes, please. Absolutely.
It's been amazing, man. We appreciate your time. You had numerous opportunities to say no to this. And yet here you are. So we appreciate that, and hopefully it went smoothly for you. This is all your fault. Yeah.
No, it is. It is. It really is.
Your PR, your management, I would have a talk with those guys because that's on them. Yeah. But anyway, man, we do appreciate that. Thank you for showing up.
No, thank you guys for being patient and
having a conversation.
Working with me on that.
Absolutely, man. All right, guys. I almost did it again. I almost said this is Parker and that's Eric, and that's clearly not true.
This is Parker. That's Eric. That's Nick.
This is us. We're here. And that's what's happening. So thanks for showing up, rockcastshow.com. And you've also got nydrock.com, guys. We appreciate it. We'll see you again next time. You know, bye and stuff. See ya.
We'll holla.
Bye. What's going on, guys? Eric Black here, Parker Miner over there.
Whatever, he's somewhere. It's fine.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. Keep going. It's all good. Listen, here's the thing. We have been sleeping ridiculously well, and this is not something that we take lightly. This is, we love our sleep. Rock stars love their
absolutely
sleep, okay, that's all we're saying. So we came across this brand, and we fell in love with it. Actually, after about a 45-minute nap,
right,
we fell in love with it. It was fantastic. What I'm talking about is MyPillow. Yes, MyPillow.com has all of the stuff that you need to fall asleep very well. Now, listen, it's not just about sleep. It's about comfort. It's about comfort.
Absolutely.
They have, absolutely, Parker, they have pillows. They have Giza sheets.
Love them.
What else do they have? They have towels.
Mattress,
they
toppers. Have mattresses.
Yeah, toppers.
You name it,
they pretty much have it. It's not just pillows, kids.
They
it's
even have slippers, Eric.
They have slippers. Rock stars need slippers. I don't know if you've seen this, but Ozzy Osbourne wears slippers.
He does.
I'm just saying that's how that works. Here's the thing. Now, Mike has been so generous lately that he has he's actually taken his pricing down.
Absolutely.
Just a touch. Just a scotch, if you will. Normally, a king size pillow would be what, like $70?
Could be.
Something like that. Yeah. Not today, folks. Not today. $30. $30, and you get to sleep like a freaking king. That's right.
It literally.
It's something like what, Parker? What did we say? Like 40?
40 bucks in savings. I mean, $69.98 regularly, I believe, is the price. $29.98.
That's right. Now, if you want to go a little bit further and you want to be cool like us, you can go ahead and get that king size pillow. It's just $5 more. It's just
it's worth it.
It's worth every single dime, penny, or whatever it is that you are going to use to purchase those things.
Either way, with us, you're getting a $40 savings.
It's nice. It's nice. MyPillow.com. You can go there and use promo code ROCKCAST for up to 66% off of your entire order. Now, there's also a phone number. You can call 800-646-5719. That's 800-646-5719. I don't know any of you that are going to call that number, but if you do, it's fine. It goes straight to where we need it to go to, I guess. But I would say just Parker. Hold on. Parker's calling.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, Mike answered himself. Look, Mike Lindell, look, Oh, you already know about it. Okay, he knows. All right.
He knows about
promo code ROCKCAST. There we go.
Does he really? Oh, that's nice of him. That's very cool. Promo code ROCKCAST, up to 66% off MyPillow.com. Go do it right now. It's the best way for you to support the show and support a great American product. Go do it right now. We'll wait. We'll wait right here.
We're not leaving.
You know. Go.
We're
go
still waiting. It. You're not pushing the... Push the numbers.
Why you're still here? You should go and just do it. ROCKCAST promo code, MyPillow.com. Look, I need to get the number again. 800-646-5719. Why are you still here?
ROCKCAST.